Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm fucking still not over this. How did I lose to Craig? Anybody watching that had to know I beat him. I beat him on so many levels. You guys really fell for the whole dog thing? What? I need to talk to 55% of you in person tonight at the game.
But for the record, it should have been 56%.
Shut up, Jesse. It doesn't matter. Okay, anyway.
I'm sorry. When I ended the stopwatch, it was at 59.99 seconds. And I think I shaved off 0.01 seconds of the voting time.
That's what it was.
God. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Look who's here. This guy's here with us.
I invaded their space.
He wasn't even invited.
He just came in here.
But thank you guys for joining us here on the PHNX D-backs podcast. I am your mayor, PHNX, occasionally known as Derek Montilla. This guy is Faj. He's occasionally known as Jacob. And that guy over there is the Thunderstick, the vice mayor, the one and only Jesse Friedman.
That was a fun game last night. And like,
man,
do we just talk about that again?
Yeah, let's just live in that moment today, Sergio Alcantara hitting that walk-off home run because, man, it was a lot of fun. I'm a little hungover from last night. It's not the drinking I did. It's the lack of sleep that I had and the excitement. Me, Leah, and Jesse were literally jumping around this suite and having a ball watching this team win last night. And, you know, it's also fun that it was off Craig Kimbrell because we were disparaging his name earlier in this series as well. So, interestingly enough, the D-backs are now only 5-13 this season when tied after 8 innings. That was their fifth win when
is that
tied
shocking?
After 8. No, it's not shocking.
No.
Not with how many losses this bullpen has.
I almost would have thought it would be worse,
yeah.
Honestly.
The five wins is more shocking.
It's the fact that they've only been tied 13 games all season long in the 8th inning. It just goes to show not extremely competitive, but Sergio Alcantara, the D-backs, first D-backs player with a come-from-behind walk-off homer in extras since Ryan Roberts did it in September of 2011.
You guys remember that day?
I do.
That was the six-run comeback.
Are you watching Milwaukee? That was the call. It was the most intense thing ever for two teams that really just like Milwaukee and Arizona, they just really don't move the needle for most people.
It was electric for us.
Such a dramatic moment, but in the grand scheme of things, like, it's Milwaukee and Phoenix.
I feel like that was one of the most epic moments in Diamondbacks history. I mean, the Diamondbacks were losing 6-0 in that game with two outs and the bases empty, and it were an extra inning somehow. So I guess it was scoreless tie after 9 innings, and then it went into extra innings and the Dodgers put up 6 runs.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow the Diamondbacks come back and score 7 consecutive runs without an out being recorded and win the game on Ryan Roberts' walk-off. It was incredible.
Just picture it.
Yeah, you just got to picture it.
Next year, Corbin Carroll against the Dodgers, walk-off grand slam to send them to the playoffs. Just imagine the day.
It's possible.
I don't know, but what I do know is Sergio Alcantara has been incredibly, not good for this team, but he's been incredibly effective in situations where he affects the outcome of the game. Sergio Alcantara has the highest WPA on the team, which is...
This is wild to me that you're the one who found the stat and not me.
Probability added. So Sergio Alcantara... Win probability added quantifies the percent change in a team's chance of winning one game to the next based on like events from one event to the next. So basically it's the impact of a player on the actual outcome of winning the game. And Sergio Alcantara somehow has the highest WPA on this team. And it's funny because obviously, much like Jesse, who didn't believe in him when he came up to the batting box last night, this guy over here, you know, it doesn't seem like he's the kind of guy that has impacted the Diamondbacks wins that much more than other guys. Josh Rojas and Jake McCarthy round out the top three. So those guys, I think, make a lot of sense as far as adding a lot to the Diamondbacks winning. But yeah, it's crazy.
Reminds me of Daniel Descalzo. Like,
yes,
the guy that, like, just you clutch. Just don't expect to be that person, right. But he was just insanely clutch. And Michael made the point in the chat. He said, all five of Sergio's home runs have either tied or taken the lead for the D-backs. Like, that's really impressive for a guy who doesn't get home runs.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They just always come at a really clutch time. Gabriel Ferrer says, Alcantara is who Lavolo thinks Luplo is. Man, I have nothing to add to that.
Okay, so Alcantara is first, Rojas is second, McCarthy is third. You guys want to guess who is fourth? You're never going to get this. There's no way. But I really want to see you try.
I don't know.
Let's throw a guess out there. Come on.
Christian Walker.
Not Christian Walker.
No.
What's your guess, Jacob? Give me something. There's no way you're going to get it right.
No, I'm not going to get this right. And it's not
David Geraldo
Perdomo.
It is not either of those people. Oh. No, it is none other than West Palm Beach's own
Paven Smith.
I do not really know how to explain that.
Is he doing well? Like, what? Like, where?
Is he
hurt? He's hurt. He's still hurt. Like, he's still recovering. Yeah. I think he's playing in some like extension of the Arizona Complex League games right now. But
does he fit anywhere at this point?
We've talked about that. We have no idea where he fits at this point.
He's a backup first baseman is probably what he is, more so than like an outfielder at this point.
But wasn't he an outfielder somewhat out of need?
Yeah, sort of.
Not really like he was not naturally a right fielder, but he's like a decent defense out there.
Yeah, he's like a decent right fielder. I don't think he's like well below average out there, but he's also not good compared
to
like
Varsho.
He's no Dalton Varsho. He's no Corbin Carroll. He's no Alec Thomas. that we could try
because maybe then he'll have a spot.
That might be the only way.
Michael McDermott says he'll probably be in Reno next week. Brett Johnson says, keep paving away from this team. We have enough ground ball double plays. I like that. Speaking of Jake McCarthy, by the way, hitting .357 since August 9th. The fourth best average in Major League Baseball over that span.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty convinced? Hashtag good.
Yeah.
Are you convinced, Jesse?
Are you convinced yet, Jesse? Is it a big enough sample size yet, Jesse?
Have I become the Jake McCarthy doubter here? Yeah. Is that what happened? I think what Jake McCarthy is doing right now is incredible, right? I mean, he's been the Diamondbacks' best player for the last 2 months. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, 2 months of play in the long run, like, I don't want to be that guy, but like, you
sound
need
like
to
you're
see,
about to be.
You have to see more than that in order to like really know who a player is, right? And it's not even like even after a full season, right? You know, you still kind of need to see more at that point. But what Jake McCarthy has done this year, like, I don't want to take anything away from that. And him trying to steal home last night was still like one of the coolest things.
It really was.
Apparently, the Diamondbacks gave him the green light to do that.
Yeah,
like that wasn't him going rogue at all.
It seemed like it was.
Derek Hall this morning said like it was unfortunate, obviously, and I don't know whether this is an actual thing, but he said if the other team was laughing at him, I don't know if they were, but if there was any of that, like. Man, I mean, they're laughing mostly because they just got away with the fact that they should have lost that game right then and there.
Right. It would have been on a terrible technicality and people would have just raged about the catcher interference rule even more. Right. I mean, that's all that would have happened. That would have just completely added to this whole discussion about this rule. So I get why they didn't go that route, but I still think it's bullshit. I still think that was the case and that's how the game should have ended. But it didn't matter because the Diamondbacks still walked it off in exciting fashion. And more importantly, Jake McCarthy became best friends with campaign. And
they were already best friends.
I don't know how this
campaign
works. There was a
came
shirt
to this game with a Jake McCarthy jersey and also with an incredible t-shirt.
Yeah,
yes.
Like one of those, like one of the NBA Jam shirts, but with the two of them on it. It's incredible. I need to see more of this.
That
I don't know how.
Bromance is everything we need and more.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, can we get a sitcom or a reality show or something where it's just the two of them living together in an apartment, getting into wacky adventures and stuff together? I don't know. But it was great to see. There was a lot of love and appreciation shown. And more importantly, Campaign showed up at the right time. He showed up. And I felt like, at least, like I said last night, at least Troy Lovallo believed that Campaign was a difference maker, because he didn't even dap up his whole team before he was over there thanking Campaign for showing up. And I just got to ask, though, what was the biggest factor in this win as far as luck? Campaign being in the house, Corbin Carroll being in the lineup, or this guy over here getting to ride in the bullpen cart yesterday? Which one is it?
I think I'm going to go Corbin Carroll.
I'm definitely going bullpen card.
Bullpen card.
There's no
bullpen card. You're voted
it.
Out of here. This is how that works, Jake.
Is this when you're kicking me out?
Yeah, well, get out of here. No, but of course.
Wait, so it was the actual bullpen cart?
So they had for the opening for of the cold burgers cold, and cold beers.
Cold burgers.
Cold burgers and
hot
cheeseburgers. Beers.
And hot beer.
And hot beer. Cold beers and cheeseburgers. They had like the bullpen carts on the main concourse to take you over to the front door. Did I need that kind of service? Absolutely not. Did I accept it? You fucking know I did. And I was this close to getting the drive one. I'm not going to get the details on that. There was probably some insurance technicalities there that wouldn't allow it to happen, but I was this close to getting the drive one. I do find it amazing that the bullpen cart has all of these autographs on the inside. Like, there wasn't enough time for me to absorb all of the autographs from players on the inside of the bullpen cart. I think it's only guys that have actually like ridden in it, which isn't actually that many guys, but anyway, whatever happened, it's great. The Diamondbacks win. They don't get swept by the Dodgers. That's the most important part. And they stay committed to this youth movement, obviously, with everything that's going on. We're going to talk about here, obviously, Dre Jameson starting tonight against the Padres. But, you know, just in talking about Jake McCarthy and talking about Corbin Carroll being in the lineup, it's just, it's so great, because not only did they not waver from this whole thing that they were talking about even during the preseason, but it's really paid off for them. It's like they actually knew how good these guys are. It's funny because they talk sometimes about seeing these guys in like backlot games or in other games where we don't get to see them. And that's when like guys like Josh Barfield will look at me and Jesse and go, "You have no idea how good this kid is." Right. So like, it's pretty impressive when their plan kind of comes together like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this team has been built on from the beginning, right? Is like the youth movement, right? And there's a lot of...
Since Jake McCarthy came on board at the end of last season, technically, and Seth Beer showed up, right? That's like kind of where things really started to turn this way.
I mean, I'm sure all of you miss watching Asdrubal Cabrera and Cole Calhoun day in, day out. But this is...
Alex Avila.
Alex Avila, so many legends that have been in this organization. But I mean, this is fun, right? Like, this is what fans want to see, especially for a team that has struggled recently, right? Like, let the young kids play. And that's what the Diamondbacks have done.
And the young kids are playing their asses
off. Young kids are pretty darn good.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good. So, of course, we want to thank our friends over at OGs. Again, if you celebrated last night, I suggest you celebrate with OGs. You know, I was throwing them up in the air and whatnot, but here's the thing. I met up with the guys at OGs at the Maya Day Club. You guys have heard about this, the keys, the whole thing. Anyway, I told them, like, "Hey, bros, hook me up with something that can help me sleep." And they were like, "Derek, that's a great idea. We got you." I'm going to take full credit for this idea, even though I know that the product was in the works for months. But OGs has a brand new sleep strain of gummies that's coming out. It's a THC and CBN. It's incredibly effective. It's fantastic. And I'm so glad that they're finally jumping on board with this, because I know a lot of people personally use their products to get a good night's rest, and you can too. So make sure to check out OGs at your local dispensary anywhere near you. And not just that, but we're giving you some free stuff, hooking one lucky winner up with our Flavoring Life sweepstakes. Of course, you do not get open shirt, Derek, but you do receive, if you win, 3 bags of OG's gummies, including my favorite orange creamsicle, an OG's hat, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. Go to gophnx.com. If you haven't signed up for a membership, do that. And also, sign up while you're there, or click the link below in our show notes. Make sure to check out our friends at OGs online at ogsbrands.com or on Instagram at ogsbrands. You can also find their products, like I said, at your local dispensary near you. Must be 21 years or older to purchase. And that new strain is coming out, I believe, next week. The OGs, it's adorable. It's got a bunch of Z's at the end. You'll know it when you see it. It looks like it looks in the bag like a good night's sleep. So make sure to try that out. And also, I know what you guys want to do. You guys want to get down to the ballpark today. You want to watch Dre Jameson pitch in his debut. So you should use Game Time for that. It's the hottest new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports down here at Chase Field, concerts and shows. Save up to 60% on tickets when you buy tickets last minute. Jesse will tell you how aesthetically pleasing it is. I will tell you how much money it saves.
Buy the tickets.
He says buy the tickets. Go buy the tickets to the Coyotes, by the way. Let me tell you.
Buy the tickets.
Go buy the tickets. Get the tickets. Buy the tickets in the link. Go get Coyotes tickets right now. They're never going to be cheaper than $82. I'm telling you that right now. You won't believe me. You're like, Derek, come on. It's the Coyotes. I'm telling you.
It's true.
It will never, ever be cheaper than $82. So go buy your tickets on Game Time right now. It's great for you procrastinators out there because you can come see Dre Jameson right now and save yourself 60% on tickets. You love PHNX, if you love Dre Day, you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your links through the link in the description below, as Jacob has described and said many times. But yes, Dre Jameson will start tonight against the San Diego Padres. And again, talking about this youth movement, it's just so great to see, again, another prospect that we've heard about that's been kind of ranked in the Diamondbacks top 10, top 20 for a couple of years now, finally make his debut. The debut of other guys has made me excited about his debut. I feel like before the season started, I was so much more apprehensive about, like, rookies debuting, you know, like, again, we've talked about it.
Apprehensive? What are you afraid of, Derek?
Alec Thomas, when we're talking about Alec Thomas. It
could be worse than last year.
No, nothing could be worse than last year. You're right about that. those wounds still aren't healed. But, yeah, previewing this Padres with the series, the probable pitchers for this Diamondbacks team includes Zach Gallen. So, a lot of fun, including Dre Jameson. And does Ryan Nelson get the start in the series?
Jesse? Ryan Nelson starts on Sunday.
My goodness.
So that's three pretty damn good pitchers that we get to see. And Madison Bumgarner.
And plus Madison.
Yes! right now it's all about spoiling the Padres postseason party, right? I mean, it's about doing that to these teams that we still have games against. And, you know, we're not doing anything to the Dodgers, even in that five-game series. They've clinched. They're off. They're going to take a vacation for the last month. But Padres, we can still screw up the Padres.
There's a spoiler to be played there.
For sure.
I feel like the Diamondbacks, I mean, like, this series against the Padres is maybe not as big as the series against the Dodgers, like in the grand scheme of things. I mean, it was unfortunate for the Dodgers to clinch in the Diamondbacks home ballpark. You would have liked to avoid that if you could. But also, like, everyone knew that the Dodgers were going to clinch the NL West at some point, right? Like, you weren't really going to spoil that at this point.
Yeah. If it wasn't here, it was going to be in the next series.
Yeah, we talked about it the other day. That's what Merrill Kelly said after the game where they did clinch, was like, yeah, we're not surprised. Like, it was going to happen somewhere. It just kind of so happened that it was at Chase Field. But with the Padres, you have a chance actually change an outcome here.
I'm glad that it did. Because if Torrey used that as, you know, motivation for these guys, we talked about the players sitting out in the dugout watching them celebrate and all of that.
That's the best thing that could happen.
That's the best thing that can happen to this team, because at least it impacts this team. It could have happened somewhere else and the Diamondbacks don't even notice it. Like, they see a blip on TV and they kind of get pissed about it, but they can all move on with their lives. Having to sit in the dugout and chew on that, that might be just a little bit of motivation that you need next season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, Torrey Lovello said that after the game. Like, I hope people remember that is literally what he said, which is, I mean, like, probably a tough thing to hear from your manager when there's, you know, another team celebrating on your own field. But those moments, I think they absolutely do.
I'm interested to see what Padres fans continue to think of Juan Soto, because for it being the biggest trade of this season, I've seen a lot of dissatisfied Padres fans with the purchase that they've made.
You mean because Emmanuel Rivera, at least as of a few days ago, had a higher OPS than Juan
Soto? That's exactly what I mean.
Is that what you're talking about?
The Soto shuffle. It makes so much difference. He's so good.
The numbers have gotten even worse for Juan Soto. I didn't realize this. He's hitting 209 with a 330 slugging percentage since going to the Padres. I mean, that's just like straight up very below. I mean, he has an on-base percentage of 385 because he's Juan Soto and he walks like every other at bat. But
his batting average with runners in scoring position is still not as high as Geraldo Perdomo's.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
He doesn't come anywhere close to the risk king.
Known risk king, you know, of course. That's going to be fun to watch. And of course, you know, that's not all. We have some more shit talking to do about the Padres, but Jesse has a new article over at gophnx.com. You want to talk about it?
I do. Yeah. So Ian Rebben, the Diamondback scouting director, is the youngest scouting director in all of baseball. So I talked with him for like 30 minutes and some other guys in the D-backs front office and talked about how that came about. So go check it out. It took a very long time to write.
It really did. But it's phenomenal, though. Ian, it's a really good piece.
Really, really good.
And Ian's an incredible person, and the Diamondbacks are very lucky to have him.
Yeah, and there you can probably find some clips out there of Ian talking about the draft this last year. And, you know, this was his first year at the helm of the MLB draft for the Diamondbacks. He was the guy who selected Drew Jones with the number 2 overall pick. And you can just tell, like, he's one of the most laid back, like, just friendliest people that you'll ever see. So Ian is fantastic. And the Diamondbacks seem very, very happy to have him in that role.
If you haven't signed up for a membership already, do so over at gophnx.com. You can get Jesse's wonderful writing and the wonderful writings of everybody else, including that fucking cheater, Craig Morgan, and everybody else here.
Yeesh.
I'm sorry.
Yeesh.
I let my true feelings out. I love you, Craig Morgan, you cheater. Anyway,
Craig Kimbrell or Craig Morgan?
Both Craigs are terrible. Okay. I'm not a big fan of all Craigs right now, but of course, make sure to sign up for a membership. If you get yourself an annual membership, you will get a free t-shirt from the PHNX locker of your choosing, including this guy that I'm wearing for the Coyotes, these guys back here, whatever your choice is. If you get the month-to-month option, you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. Regardless of your membership status, you will get members-only access to our Discord, which is by far worth the price of admission alone, and the discounts for all members over at phnxlocker.com. Also, if you're watching us right now in the YouTube channel, we appreciate you guys. I wish you guys were here to vote at the Southwest Bias for me. Elizabeth, 100% would back me up. Chris, based on your message, I feel like you didn't vote for me, and I'm not going to forget that anytime soon. Of course, if you're watching us, please make sure to sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever any of our shows go live. Give us a little thumbs up. It validates Jesse. And most importantly, if you're listening to us right now on your audio podcasting app, make sure to subscribe to us and leave us a 5-star review. And again, we want to thank our friends at More Furniture for everything that we got going on here. You guys saw us in the main studio. You guys saw the preview, the little tour that Saul gave everybody on Instagram. This place is incredible, and it's thanks to our friends at More Furniture. So spruce up your home. Make your home look ready for the football season over at More Furniture's fall sale at morefurniture.com. I don't know. I'm still mad about all of this stuff going on. But I think the way to get over it, guys, is for us to throw a little shade in a new segment that we call Throwing Shade.
We can talk over this.
Let's go. Who are we throwing shade at today, boys? You know who we're throwing shade at. We're throwing shade at the San Diego Padres. Not because they are a team that the Diamondbacks could potentially spoil the season of. We are throwing shade at the Padres because the Arizona Diamondbacks now know that the San Diego Padres is the team for their young pitchers to debut against.
It's just an easy target. I mean, it's just easy money.
Your paper soft, San Diego.
What an easy lineup to most.
What an easy lineup to
Josh Bell, Manny Machado.
Manny Machado.
Juan Soto's hitting
178 with runners in scoring position. Like, we talked about this. Here's the thing. We're not scared of you. And are not only do they start their young pitchers against you, but they fucking dominate you. We know it's true. Do you remember the Tyler Gilbert no-hitter last year? I believe that was against the Padres.
I believe that was against the Padres.
You guys remember it. I remember a video.
We really remember
it. A little video that we did. Who else? Who else this season? Ryan Nelson?
Ryan Nelson was
scoreless.
Seven scoreless innings, seven
Ryan
strikeouts.
Ryan Nelson fears no man, though,
Ryan
so I don't
Nelson
know.
Ryan Nelson throws darts.
Yeah, he throws darts. He didn't fear the Dodgers. He fears nobody. But now here we got Dre Jameson, Dre Day coming for you. Everybody want to talk about something to say but they got nothing to say. When nothing comes out, when they move the lips, it's just a bunch of gibberish. Everybody forgot that they forgot about Dre. I don't. That's not the right lyrics, but I'm still.
I was gonna say,
I'm still mad about
veering off to the right a little bit.
It's going all over the place. But Dre definitely coming through for the Diamondbacks tonight and get the Padres because, of course, Padres. It's not even a question. The Diamondbacks want their young players to start.
I mean, I do think that narrative has some legs because the D-backs very well could have started Zach Davies today. And according to his minor league pitching schedule, Dre Jameson's next start would have landed yesterday. But instead, the Diamondbacks decide to start Zach Davies yesterday and leave Dre Jameson for the first game against the Padres.
What does Dre throw, Derek?
Dre throws fire. He throws heat. He throws over 100 miles an hour.
He throws gas.
He throws what does he throw gas. Jesse?
He throws darts.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. It's a good one. I like that one. I like that one.
They have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, they don't really. Well, they should. They should because it's happened to them before. And again, even though we're in no position to really throw shade at the Padres, considering that they are in the playoff race, your playoff race isn't going to be very long. We know it. You know it. We all know it, right? You spent all that money. You spent all that money for what? To come in second again and then early exit out of the playoffs and maybe even not make the playoffs if the Diamondbacks have anything to say about it. So
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't want to make it sound like it's a foregone conclusion that the Padres will make the playoffs because the Brewers are two games behind them
right now.
And the Padres are in the third and final wild card spot.
And they got
four
spoil
the West.
Party.
Yep,
spoil the party.
There's a real opportunity here to do just that. It's a four game series. You know, I mean, if you take three out of four or find a way somehow to win all four of these games, you really could put a dent in the Padres' playoff hopes.
And make it a Padres pity party.
There you go.
Ooh. Yeah. Instead of a playoff party? Yeah, I like that. Anyway. Yes,
you get that.
Again, we're going to continue to debut pitchers against you now, then, and forever. Next season, look forward to seeing Brandon Pfaadt. I don't know. But yeah, that's it. That's all we got for throwing.
Yeah,
today.
That'll be the final straw. When next year the Diamondbacks try to make sure that Brandon Pfaadt makes his major league debut against the San
Diego
Padres.
That's a really interesting play by Gabriel. Is AJ Preller on the hot seat? That's a really, like, because everybody knows AJ Preller is the dude that just wheels and deals and just makes every move that he possibly can.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he gets praised by just about everybody. But has it ever worked out?
It really hasn't. They've been above all teams. They've been the team that, like, bring in the big names and it doesn't fit together. Meanwhile, the Dodgers have found a way to bring in the right people.
Correct.
Right? Like, if they're going to pay for people, it's going to be guys like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, right? And that's the guys that are really going to change their franchise and make them consistently good. And then they can really focus on spending their money on mostly pitching and then surrounding that team with guys that can, you know, help them win, but not the biggest names in baseball any longer. I think the Dodgers are always going to have a high payroll because they're always going to keep their guys. And with the farm system they have and their ability to essentially trade for guys constantly, it seems like they've figured out how to spend money and keep their team good a bit better than the Padres.
Well, I mean, if keeping your guys is defined as trading for Mookie Betts and Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman, I guess they didn't extend Trey Turner.
They keep all their guys, you know.
I mean, it's just like the long-term core in LA is no longer homegrown talent.
No,
it is the Atlanta Braves former best player. It's the Boston Red Sox former best player. And I mean, the Dodgers made some trades. They gave up some big time assets, but there used to be a storyline where the Dodgers were like, oh my gosh, just all this homegrown talent.
And, yeah.
You know, that narrative.
It was frustrating in both ways because they were
spending the money,
but they were also bringing them in.
Yeah. Cody Bellinger looked like he could be that guy, but I mean,
Walker Buehler got no arm.
Whoa.
Walker Buehler's pretty good.
Keep the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
He's just throwing shade on hot takes. But anyway, before we go, I got to give you guys my DraftKings pick of the week. We're not taking these glasses off. We're keeping them on the whole time. Keep on your sunglasses. Pick of the week, I'm taking Buffalo Bills on Monday. I think it's the Monday night football game, right? Minus 11. But the Bills just looked so dominant against the former champions that I have a feeling I'm going to be betting on them quite a bit this season. And you can, too, over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use our code of PHNX if you're a new customer. Get down on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Bet $5 on any team. You will get $200 in free bets instantly, regardless of the outcome of your team. Plus, of course, there's the early win promotion. Bet on any NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 points at any time during the game. You get paid instantly, even if your team loses. It's that simple. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our code of PHNX. That's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See our show notes for details. And, of course, we want to thank our friends over at Four Peaks for not only keeping me consistently stocked with beer, delicious beers like this Hop Mountain IPA. I switched over. I was drinking a Joy Bus earlier, but the people, the 55%, they robbed me of my joy during Southwest Bias. So now
56.
56. That's not helping. It doesn't make me feel any better. Anyway, those people, which people are we talking? 56%? You guys, we need to talk. But anyway, go get yourself some Four Peaks Brewing Company beer. This Sunday, the 18th, we're actually going to be out at Four Peaks at 12:30 with our Cardinals watch party going up against the Las Vegas Raiders at Four Peaks. Enjoy drink specials, Cardinals ticket giveaways, and a ridiculously large 220-inch screen experience. Click our link in the description below. Must be 21 years or older and enjoy responsibly. And again, if you can't make it out for the watch party, grab yourself some Four Peaks. Make sure you're fully stocked at your home and enjoy the Cardinals beating the Raiders. But that's all we got, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, Faj.
Thank you, guys.
We always
didn't have a choice. I mean,
I literally told Derek like 20 minutes before the show that I was joining them, and then I made David produce.
Just going to do it. Jesse's going to be out at Chase Field tonight, so make sure to continue to follow us and go Diamondbacks. There's a big Padres matchup tonight. You can follow us all on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jacob is at Jacob Franklin.
No, it's Jacob underscore Franklin.
Jacob underscore Franklin.
Gross.
God.
Why?
Underscores and fours.
I was in like high school. There's a lot of Jacob Franklins in the world.
That's fair.
Friedman at Jesse N. Friedman. See the way that works. But none of those matter because we want you to follow our show at @PHNX_DBacks. We're going to be giving away some fun stuff, you guys. We got a big season-long prize package that we've been putting together. Jesse's going to make you tag like 50 friends in it. It's going to be absurd, but get us to 5,000 followers and we will give that away. We are also giving away a Zach Gallen shirt from Zach Gallen Day.
This Sunday.
So make sure to find our tweet. I'll go ahead and pin that one so you guys can find it. But we have some big news, bigger than all of that. We are going to have a very special episode of this show tomorrow. And we are going to have a little friend stopping by.
Are we allowed to say who the friend is?
Can we say the friend?
I don't know.
I give you full permission to say who the friend is.
He says I can say the friend. Jake McCarthy is going to stop by and join us tomorrow. So make sure to join us. We're going to have a special episode of PHNX D-backs tomorrow with Jake the Rake McCarthy. Burr, 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 burr. So make sure, that's for you guys. It's a special prize for you guys. Of course.
We make sure tomorrow.
Burr, 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 burr. So make sure to join us for that. We thank you guys again for being here, for being Diamondbacks fans. We know you guys are excited about that. We're excited to talk to Jake, but make sure to tune in. So do that tomorrow. Of course, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter. Of course, the biggest thing you need to do is follow PHNX Sports at @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys again so much. See, this is the stuff I do for you guys, even though 55% of you didn't vote for me. Was it 56%? 56% of you didn't vote for me. And I'll never forget that. Remember, I'm petty and I won't let that one die. But thank you guys again so much for joining us on behalf of Faj and Thunderstick. We always appreciate you being here in the chat with your questions on lunch. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you talk about baseball with Jake McCarthy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.